This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. The Arkansas Arts Center is saying goodbye to its MacArthur Park location temporarily. KUAR's David Monteith spoke with staff while they moved into their new location.
For at least the next 2.5 years, the Arkansas Arts Center will be located inside a former Walmart in the Riverdale Shopping Center in Little Rock. The Arts Center began as a museum of fine art over 80 years ago at MacArthur Park. In 2016, voters approved a 2% lodging tax increase to fund the $70 million renovation project. The center's manager of member experience, Spencer Jansen, says Saturday's farewell celebration will be a time for members to write on and even take pieces of the building itself.
We wanted to try and highlight things that you always wanted to do or thought you could do in a gallery, but we're always told no because there's priceless artwork around the building.
One of the center's rooms has been filled with sand to simulate a beach, and another will host karaoke. A variety of other activities will take place throughout the facility. Saturday's members-only party will be family-friendly from 2 to 5 p.m., but after 5, partygoers must be 21 or older. A little over a week after the farewell celebration, doors will open at the Art Center's new home in the Riverdale area. Miranda Young, associate director of the museum school, says some of the art classes will be moved to partner locations, but most will be held at the new site.
It's been interesting, like, how easy it is to turn a freezer into a kiln room for our ceramic studio, and how perfectly set up these kind of spaces behind the scenes at a grocery store are for an art school. I mean, it's just nice, clean, big spaces that we can really turn into whatever we want them to be.
Classes are scheduled to begin in early September. Young says the layout of the temporary site could provide for greater creative collaboration.
Another cool thing about this space is we're all right here, so we'll get to see what each other is doing. We'll be able to help out each other's departments a little better and really kind of discover some places where we meet.
Angel Galloway, the Art Center's Director of Communications, says the move has prompted collaborations in other areas too.
But we're also really excited to get out into the community and to host exhibitions in other locations. And we're really excited about our partnership with CALS, where our collection works are going to be hosted in a variety of CALS locations across central Arkansas. So people can still see our craft collection works out in the community. And we hope to have those installations completed mid-2020.
The Riverdale site has less space for displaying art, but Galloway says the organization is finding ways to maintain some annual exhibitions.
So we have two really popular exhibitions, the Young Arkansas Artists Exhibition and then the annual Delta Exhibition. And those two exhibitions will continue at other offsite locations at dates to be announced. And so we really hope to continue those. We know they're very popular with the community.
The Children's Theater Program will have a space in the temporary facility, but Galloway says more of its shows will be on the road during the transition.
We're not going to be having the 6-show season that normally took place in the other theater, but they are planning and very much want to have performances here. But in addition to that, the Children's Theater on Tour program is expanding all across the state. They've added more shows to that, and so we'll actually be getting out into more communities than we ever have before.
Katie Wilson, who runs the Art Center's store, says she'll continue to highlight work from local artists. Despite having less display space, she's excited for the upcoming opening.
I may still be unpacking a few things then, but yeah, we'll be open to the public September 3rd.
David Monteith, KUAR News.